because of language, I'm going to speak simply, and later you can translate. The message will be a very simple point, meaning of initiation and the importance. At the end, you have the recording. This is the first time we've met. Harivilas Prabhu just expressed you are one of his dear friends. Harivilas has many dear friends. To count yourself amongst one of his many dear friends is very nice. And my understanding is that your health condition is such that who knows how long the body may last. And so you've decided, let me take shelter of the Siddhic succession and be accepted in Krishna's family, because that's the significance. Diksha means to be accepted by Krishna as a member of Krishna's family through the very wonderful process of the Siddhic succession. There's submission, Mataji. Yeah. At the end. It'll be a little difficult.
If you have a chance, she'll take some notes.
Does he understand little English?
A little bit.
Okay. There's a recording, and you can hear the recording and translate the recording. That will be fine. So, two things. Submission, acceptance. This formalizes submission and acceptance. From what I've understood, your life, a good part of your adult life, has been very enthusiastic, unconditional devotional service. When there's a question, would you like some service? The answer is, yes, I'd like some service. This service, that service, the other service, any service, some devotional service to Krishna, yes. That's part of submission. And there's the, now this formalization of that through the Diksha process. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami gives two other descriptions of what this Diksha is. Divyam Jnanam Yato Dhadyat. One thing. Kuryat papasya sangshaya. So two things. Divyam jnanam. By this submission unto the disciplic succession, the imparting of awakening of the potency for the full awakening of divyam jnanam, transcendental knowledge, comes into the heart. Transcendental knowledge. Unto the heart of one who is sincere in their submission, they receive that opportunity. And kuryat papasya sangshaya. Papa means sin. Sin is cleansed from the heart. this is the scriptural authority which says that when the disciple is accepted by the spiritual master, all of their past papa or sinful reactions is wiped clean. Jiva Goswami is describing like this from the authority of scriptures. Tasmat dikshiti sa prokta deshikais tatpakovidai. Deshikais. Deshika. Those who are very learned, they have described this process of diksha in this way. Submission, acceptance by Krishna and the whole disciplic succession, the past sinful reactions wiped clean, and the awakening of transcendental knowledge. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya describes something even further, something very, very wonderful. That, again, it's connected to submission, atma samarpan. Dikshakale bhakte kale atma samarpan. Atma samarpan is the same as atmani vedana. When one surrenders oneself fully to the service of Krishna, then se kale Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna accepts that person as good as me. So, somebody who may want to be as good as Krishna, they can never be as good as Krishna. But you surrender to Krishna and Krishna accepts that person. Krishna elevates that person to that position where, as far as he is concerned, they're as good as he is. That is, he accepts them in a loving way. He elevates them to his transcendental realm. Wouldn't you like to go to Krishna Loka after this life? Sure. So here's the formula. Here's the Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this formula. Diksha, submission to Krishna. Krishna accepts you and brings you to the position like his own position. And the line of disciplic succession is that medium through which Krishna works. You can't simply go and embrace Krishna. Oh, please accept me. But when one approaches those who are at Krishna's feet and says, please accept me and help me to become eligible to approach Krishna's lotus feet. When Krishna sees that submission, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that he takes that soul and elevates them to his lotus feet. That's Krishna's system. And diksha signifies that. So, back to the starting point. Submission. And acceptance. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur described, at the time of initiation, subjectively for each person who is initiated, the experience is different. And the difference depends upon submission. To the degree there is submission unto the line of disciplic succession, and thus unto Krishna, because Krishna won't accept directly, he accepts through the line of disciplic succession. So, to the degree there is that submission, one's material existence is finished. Even before leaving this body, one's material condition is finished. One's consciousness can be fully with Krishna. And Krishna accepts. And Krishna's accepting is not just a formality. Krishna's accepting is bringing you to his lotus feet. So So especially at your age and your physical condition, younger persons may think, I have, who knows, so long to live. Your daughter may be thinking, so long to live. And she's looking at you thinking, I hope my father goes to Krishna. And you're thinking, I hope I go to Krishna. The means is being provided. Very simple, just a little stainless steel tray and some flour and some color. So, the paraphernalia is not the essence of the yajna. The submission is the essence of the yajna and the acceptance of that submission. And Krishna is very kind. All of the past worldly things that we have done, there's obligation karmically for all those worldly things we have done. And they appear in the mind, and they appear in our speech, and they appear in our action, and they appear in our feelings. We're just a composite of so many past activities pushing us in our present circumstance. So submission means to really want to be in that relationship with Krishna. The chanting of the holy name is our means of watering that seed of desire. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. Bija means seed. Just bija means seed. So we take a seed, bija, and you place the seed in the soil. Very nice. But that's not enough. The seed needs some water. So the water of the holy name grows that seed. And the seed, as the seed grows, the attraction for Krishna grows and grows. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in beautiful metaphor, like a creeper, bhakti lata, a creeper of bhakti, and leaves start to furl, and the creeper of bhakti, and the stages of bhakti open, and as that creeper of bhakti grows, it grows beyond the coverings of this universe, it penetrates through the layers of the coverings of the universe, keeps on going through the spiritual sky, comes to the lotus feet of Krishna and offers a nice fruit and flower at the feet of Krishna, the fruit of love of God. By this watering process of chanting of the holy name. So this is Harinam Diksha, where the full effect, unrestricted full effect Krishna offers through this process of Diksha. I understand for some time you've been chanting 16 rounds. How long has your father been chanting 16 rounds? How many years ago?
About
15
years ago.
15 years ago, he's been chanting 16 rounds every day. So you've been growing your bhakti lata for some time. We're ready for some fruits and flowers. So, this is all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, representing our disciplic succession. We're here as gardeners, just taking those nice creepers of bhakti that Prabhupada planted the seeds for, and encouraging devotees in different ways to come further and come further and come further and further. So, this is a very unique initiation, just suddenly. Yes, so that your journey back to Krishna can have no obstacle. The requirement is your submission and you're very carefully avoiding the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name. So your daughter will help you by translating into Russian and help you by repeating these 10 offenses, carefully guard against offending the devotees of the Lord or blaspheming the Vedic literature or considering other names besides the name of Krishna, the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to the name of Lord Krishna, to neglect the order of the spiritual master, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna's imagination, give some interpretation of the holy name, commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. In this way, there's 10 offenses that one should carefully guard against. So, look to the lotus feet of Krishna and hear the holy name, pronounce the name of Krishna. Here's a nice exercise. You have deities in your home?
Yeah.
Small. Radha Krishna, Gornatai?
Gornatai.
So you're looking at Gornatai deity and you're chanting the Maha Mantra. We had this nice experience over the weekend. When you're chanting the Maha Mantra, that's a service. Your daughter can do the puja and she can put on the garland and put on the nice crown and nice new clothes for Gornatai. That's her service. And together you have the service of chanting for their pleasure. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant in such a way that in your heart, the feeling is there. This is service to the Lord. And you're submitting to Him, and He will help take you to Krishna's lotus feet. Lord Nityananda, by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement, He is the deliverer of the pure holy name. You beg from Him, the pure holy name, please accept my service and please bring into my heart the pure holy name. Let me chant this pure holy name for your pleasure. And by your mercy, may I somehow become qualified to approach Krishna's lotus feet. You chant in that way, Krishna will be very attracted. Krishna will be very attracted. And your heart will become very pure. And you're eager now to go to Krishna, you'll become more eager to go to Krishna. And each day, more eager to go, you won't want to wait to go to Krishna. Okay. So, initiation vows. Now, he's not going to be able to get up, so I'll get up. You'll be able to get up? Okay. It's going right on his dhoti. Okay. Sanatana Goswami, when he was of this age, he would also pay his obeisances 200 times every day. Just stay right there. Just right, stay right there. Now you translate, you know, the four principles that he'll follow. You'll ask him to say them in Russian.
Четыре принципа, которые ты соблюдаешь.
первое. Не кушать мясо.
He should recite them.
Тас не иргутария.
Мис чемуту.
No, no, we didn't.
No meat. What took? What took?
No fish. No eggs.
Yeah, such is funny.
Komarchi.
Komarchi is Haugum.
No.
No gambling.
No gambling. No, no, no.
No, no fish.
No smoking. No,
no, no, no,
no smoking.
And,
no drinking.
Mark Chem is funny.
Yeah, Gineru had Haraberichi.
No, no. I'm mine.
Okay.
There's
do we hit all four of them now?
Yeah, he's only known his wife as his wife.
Okay. So those are the no's. What about the yes?
Whatever Adi watch Chibianas fights inch beginners. Amenor Mantraner Brigade.
Yes, that's near Gutaria. Miss Mantra Masel.
He's saying his mantra 15 years.
Okay.
3 տարի է որեկան 3 անգամ մանտրա կսեմ։ Առավոտը շուտ ցերեկը եւ երեկոյան քնելուց առաջ։ Միշտ ասում եմ։ Եվ քրկեցին
մահից։ Հետո շուքի դիգատաս։
Բաղավագիտա։
Բաղավագիտա հայերենի ունի, ռուսերենի ունի։ Ես կարծում եմ։ Ես տեղյակ եմ։
He's Armenian or he's Russian?
He's Armenian.
Մատկանց
bilingual.
Oh,
ես գրքեր եմ տարածել։
No,
Հայաստանում ասեն վախեցել։
Այդո միայն Փրշադ դու ես։ Միայն Փրշադ։
Տելիքը միայն օտնված Փրշադ։
Անբայման։ Դաս դու ես։
Okay.
Զաննա, իր ապրածն են ես, Փրշադ ես կբարը։
Եվ հետո Զարայություն դինեմ։
86 տարեկան եմ արդեն։ Ես պարտական եմ իմ աղջիկան, որ ինձ ծանոթացրի Քրիշնային։
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? So this is your initiation vow. On these beads you'll chant 16 rounds every day, yes?
Two times, three times.
Okay. 16 rounds.
That's the research about this.
Are you? Ուզում ես իմ ասեմ ոնց
է։
That means of course I will, right?
Of course he does.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, there is
another second.
Yeah.
Would you like a spiritual name?
Anunit. Anunit.
Surpanunit.
Surpanunit.
Yeah. Good. Your initiated name is Navadvip Das.
Haribol!
Very good. Thank you.
This is an auspicious day. Akadashi. Here in the new temple.
Ես եմ մեխանիկ հոսքի դեմ։
Ես եմ
հոսքի։ Բայման ես թաթմանի։
Ես եմ հոսքի։
Իմ ուզած հոսքը։
Ես եմ
հոսքի։ Hi, Vilas would like to say a few words.
I'm going to give a little bit of history of Navadvip Prabhu. Krishna consciousness movement came to Armenia in the early 1980s. Actually, it first came much earlier than that. And when I was living in France, I translated into Armenian the Bhagavad Gita and Ishopanishad and Beyond Birth and Death and some other books. But at that time, there was the Iron Curtain, and it was the Soviet Union. It was impossible to distribute in Russia or the Soviet Union.
But Hare Krishna is home, it doesn't matter. You just print the books and Krishna will make you rich. So I printed about 10,000 books and we stored them in Germany. And when the President Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. The wall was torn down, and 1 week later, 10,000 books in Armenian entered the Soviet Union, arrived in Armenia, and they were distributed by Ujjaswanti. And other people, and that was Krishna consciousness was already there, but then it really took off. Before that, however, there was some attempts to print books in a clandestine way in Soviet Union. Of course, that was against the law. You could be put in jail or even worse. And some of the devotees through Ujjaswati asked Nalini Prabhu if he could help because he is a printer by trade. And he arranged, he was the headmaster in a printing company. Everything is owned by the government, of course, but there's still a manager. So after work, in a secretive way, because he was the floor manager of the factory, he arranged for Prabhupada's books to be printed. This was, of course, really against the law, and he could have lost his job. He could have been put in jail. Eventually, the boss found out. And, he had to stop. But then he helped the devotees obtain an illegal press. One thing about Navadi Prabhu, he was a soldier in the Soviet Army and he fought World War II. He was captured at least 5 times by Nazi troops and imprisoned, and every time he escaped. So he is a cat with 9 lives. And we can see today where it's all leading to. He was saved by Krishna many, many times. But you can't really understand the purpose if you fast forward to today. Anyway, he arranged for the devotees to print the books in the clandestine way, in the cave, like dungeon-like area. And there's a picture of Gopal Krishna visiting that press with other devotees. So that way books were distributed even in the Soviet Union, even when it was illegal. And it was in a great measure due to his making arrangements. Many times devotees got in trouble because he was a war veteran. He was a decorated war veteran. He had, let's call it, influence in the government. So he arranged whenever it was humanly possible to get devotees released or for the police not to take any serious measures against them. And then the Soviet Union collapsed. There was a great explosion of Krishna consciousness. And Armenia became liberated, but that was actually a curse in so many ways because immediately there was a war with Azerbaijan and the conditions in Armenia became almost impossible economically. And at one point, his daughter had written me a letter, asked if I could arrange with them to come to the United States. So I did. They came, all three, mother, father, and daughter, and they lived in a temple here for about 4 years doing service. Mother and father cooked, cleaned. Served the deities, Bhujaswati, dressed the deity. Now, later on, they had the Buddha's temple, and they continued to live with Mr. Ben Ryan. Was also an angel. And they've always continued their service, visited the temple many times. Navajit Prabhu became sick not so long ago, and it looked like he was going to leave his body. So, we're just about to call me, and I went to the hospital. And it looked like he was going to go. But we all pray, and you know what prayer we use.
Hare Krishna.
For some mysterious, wonderful reason, Krishna saved him. And now he probably told me that he actually felt the presence of Krishna. And Krishna's devotees. And they told him today, we are seeing the second chance. We see the cat of nine lives, who's been saved many times. And the whole reason for it is that by the mercy of his daughter, and now, most especially by the mercy of Rama Bhagavad, he's being given a chance to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. And he, let's say, was in the right position every time, always in association with devotees, always doing some service, and chanting with the devotees. He always supported his daughter to be a devotee, which was a very difficult thing. Many parents in Armenia become extremely violent and angry when their children become Krishna conscious. But he and his wife always supported her, and they came to America with her. They lived in the temple of good service. So, this is a very happy moment. And you should all pray that Navadi Prabhu, at the mercy of this Buddha day, remember Krishna, come on, death, go back to God and pray Krishna.